Hello, this is Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering to the Metroplex of Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house throughout the world. I'm doing this audio in the office of my home in Plano, Texas. In 1992, I was doing a meeting in Richardson, Texas, at the house of Bill and Jan Christensen. Basil Clark was walking with me then, and he was teaching the Bible. And he was sitting by me, and he said, "I've got to hurry up and get out of here so you can talk." And I thought, well, don't hurry on my behalf because I don't have anything to say. I have nothing to say. And Basil repeated, he said, "I've got to get out." It was the Spirit of God bearing down on Basil. Basil knows what it's like for the Spirit of God to bear down on him. And the Spirit of God be upon him right now. Convince him of his rebellion and pride and unbelief. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So when he stopped talking, he looked at me. It was my meeting. And I looked around and I started praying. And there were two women there. One mother and their daughter. The mother was Jane Downton. And the daughter was Terry Brown. And I started praying. And the power of God moved. I was praying for them. And the power of God moved in that meeting. The next morning, I called Terry Brown. I said, "God told me last night to deliver you." That was September 1992. That's right. I got so many numbers in my head, in my heart. Amen. So, in the ensuing months, I would pray with Terry when God directed. And when he wouldn't, unless he led me, she was just another person to me. Now, that doesn't go well with her. I know that. But that doesn't go well with any woman, you know? But, sorry, ladies, you're just another person to me, to Jesus. He loves all of us equal. He loves every one of us. We're not special, none of us. I, Doyle, an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'm not special. I am nothing but flesh and blood that's been crucified. Amen. Thank God. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's what you're listening to. That Jesus Christ talking to me. Amen. So over the ensuing years, I would minister to Terry when God led, and when he wouldn't, he didn't. I'd call her when God told me to, and when I didn't, I would ignore her and go do what God wanted. See, that's the way I am. That's the way Jesus is. When Jesus wants to minister to you, he'll minister to you. And if you don't get ministered to, then you get offended. Well, that's wrong. But you'll get over your offense or you'll get cut out of the body of Christ. So, Terry and I had conversations from time to time, some very cordial and some, well, frankly, the Spirit of God in me, Jesus in me, confronting her unbelief. And, you know, in Hebrews 12, it says, with your rebuke, don't faint, don't pull back. And when she would be rebuked, she wouldn't run away. She'd just come back for more. Amen. Well, I have been praying for her mother, Jane Downson, for all these years, and her, and doing what God told me to do, or tells me to do. Amen. Back in them, a few years ago, and I talked about this today, and I think it was 1998. I talked about it last night and today, in 1998. Amen. I was praying with Terry, and she was looking for some direction, and we were praying, and it came up that there was a person going to offer her a position, a job. And I told her that. And the next day, that person called and offered her a position, a job. Amen. And she took that job, and for 6 months, she walked in that job, and then at the end, or during the six-month period, one day, the Spirit of God told me, tell her to, I forgot the term, but to leave the corporate world. Now, and I told her, and it scared her. It shook her. She was involved in the corporate world. She was involved, and it scared her, shook her up. Why? Because there was the power of God in me. And she resigned. She resigned. Amen. From that place, that 6 months before, she had started to work for her. Amen. Now, I happen to believe that God was warning me, warning her that 6 months when he told me who was going to call her and who wanted her to go to work for him. And I believe God was warning her. But I was not wise enough in the spirit to know, and she wasn't either. She took a job. But 6 months later, amen, God told me, tell her that to get out of the corporate world. And she did. Thank God. Out of that job. The one that God had told me 6 months previous that this person wanted her to go to work for him. Wanted them to go for Terry to go to work for them. Well, I said, I miss God. But 6 months later, I had missed God. God said, he told me, tell her that get out of the corporate world. And she told me, said, I shook, I was afraid. Amen. But she got out. Amen. She got out. Well, I want to just let all of you know where I'm at today. And I don't know where she's at. She'll tell you. Amen. Because she's on Facebook. There you go. So look her up and see what God's doing in her life. She's on Facebook. Her name is Terry Brown, T-E-R-R-E Brown. Okay? God bless you. Love you. Good night. North Davidson, Plano, Texas.